This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Hey, you. Yeah, you, in the car. Did you know that over half of the people who listen to Joy are allies of the LGBTIQ+ community just like you? So you may not be aware, but times are really tough financially at Joy, and we're reaching out for your support. So tell your siblings, your workmates, heck, even wind down your window and tell someone else stuck in the traffic to head over to joy.org.au and help us build Joy Nation by making a donation. Joy, your voice, your radio station.
This is Saturday Magazine.
We're now going to move into Macca's op-ed. Macca's going to share with us some of his reflections on a topic that is very dear to him. Macca, over to you.
Thanks, Tass. You know, some weeks I don't think about being a survivor of child sexual abuse from 48 years ago. Some weeks I don't have a choice. And this week, it's actually been a difficult time for me, so please stay with me. This week, there's a new Premier of New South Wales, Dominic Perrottet. He's on record saying that he stringently opposes laws to force priests to disclose child sexual abuse. He argues the confessional seal is sacrosanct for every priest in every penitent, no matter what sins are confessed. Mr. Perrottet, you're saying that the rules of the church, man-made rules, I might add, are more important than a priest disclosing what he is told about child sexual abuse. The broadcasting rules don't give me sufficient latitude to use the words I want to in describing this view you hold. I'll leave it to you, as a listener, to form your own opinion on this. He said, people should judge people on who they are and what they say, and not what they believe. Well, I'm not going to judge you, Mr. Perrottet, on who you are and what you say, because what you do and say is based on what you believe. I don't do judging. I'll leave that to a higher authority. Also this week, I read the report, the shocking, disgusting, appalling and repugnant disclosures that at least 200,000 children were sexually abused over a 30-year period, wall to wall, altar to altar, by 3,000 Catholic priests in France. Now let me say that figure again, 200,000 children sexually abused over 30 years. That's 6,500 a year. Think about how many that is every day for 30 years. A child was abused by a man in a position of trust, by men who were and probably still are hearing the confessions of people's sins, men who continue to live off the goodwill of their community, men who continue to preach to their parish about morality, about Christian values, about the power of belief and the power of faith. Who are these men? They are priests in the Catholic Church. I know what I want to call them, but again, broadcasting rules don't give me sufficient latitude to use the words I want to. Now just think for a minute about all those children, those 200,000 lives weighed down with grief, with terror, the damage done to them, the self-doubt, the abuse of their bodies and of their minds visited on them by these men, the men they trusted, that their parents trusted, that society trusted. And the church looked on. It did nothing. It hid them. It gave them sanctuary. It even denied it happened. Now, the leader of the church, the Catholic Church, the Pope, a man elected by other privileged remote men, men who are his willing accomplices in the international criminal organisation known as the Catholic Church. The Pope gutlessly said, through a spokesperson, in response to this report, by a spokesperson, not directly, because I suppose one degree of separation is the modus operandi of the Church, isn't it? First of all, he said, his thoughts go to the victims with great sorrow for their wounds. He then said his thoughts go to the Church of France, so that in the awareness of this terrible reality, it may embark on a path of redemption, he said. Redemption indeed. There is no redemption. The leaders of the Church who've given sanctuary to child sex abusers for centuries know nothing of redemption. Their reputation can't be redeemed. Their trust is beyond redemption. Their actions are beyond redemption. And I believe that every single one of them, when they meet their maker, you're going to have to answer for your facilitation of evil. And I suggest you wear a fireproof suit, because you're going to need it. You are going to burn in hell. Think of the hundreds of thousands of lives you've ruined. Think about how you can redeem yourself and your institution, if you're serious, for each of the child's lives you've ruined. Own up and apologise, and fix your abusive, bullying, patriarchal culture. Support the survivors, cherish them, acknowledge them, and pursue every single abuser. Give the evidence to the legal authorities, not the church authorities. The legal authorities. Because the church authorities are only good at one thing, and that's giving sanctuary to these demons in their midst while they look the other way. Then, Pope, think about the other men in your church that protected them, that turned a blind eye, that didn't intervene, and I'm sure in some cases actually heard the confession of their fellow priests of their crimes of child sexual abuse. Don't tell me it didn't happen. I don't believe in the sanctity of the confessional, and those who do and proudly say so publicly need to understand that this so-called sanctity is actually part of a complex jigsaw of deceit, cover-up and abuse. It's been institutionalised for centuries to the extent that it facilitates and fosters a culture that has abuse at its heart. It is not a Christian value. I hope that those so-called leaders, wherever they are, who support the sanctity of the confessional and all that goes with it, think again. Do you really want to provide cover for child sex abusers? Do you? Think about it.
Thank you. My microphone's working, Macca.
Thank you, Macca. I'm interested in asking you, what motivated you to actually talk about this topic today?
When I saw I'd read before what Dominic Perrottet had said. What he'd said about abortion, what he'd said about same-sex marriage. But what he had said about the sanctity of the confessional. Now, this is a man with 6 children. And he thinks the sanctity of the confessional and the protection of the confidentiality of crimes shared with a priest are greater than the safety of children. And then I read the story about the French church and I thought, you know what? You make me feel sick. Because you, Dominic Perrottet, are a fellow traveller with the Catholic Church that has abused millions of children for centuries. I know what I'm saying. Think about it, mate. Think about it. That's what made me talk about this. It makes me sick.
Macca, you've had a number of messages from our listeners this morning. 317, 645, and of course Mel Smith are all calling to say thank you, sending you warm wishes and hugs, and asking you to take care of yourself. I thought Mel's comment is particularly pertinent. God help him if it ever happens to his own children.
I don't want this to happen to another child. But while you provide sanctuary for these people, and while you protect them, and merely mouthed words from privileged old white men who perpetrate this, it needs to stop. They know how to stop it. The question is, do they want to stop it? Thank you, Tess.
Thank you, Macca. That was your opinion, and it was always great to hear from you.
You've been listening to Saturday Magazine on Australia's first and only gay and lesbian radio station, Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.